Now, there are several things we want to talk to you about. One is the Prevail Act, and that was something that you were involved with, but it was a bipartisan act.
Yes, it's bipartisan, and what we say is bicameral, which means Democrats and Republicans on both the House and Senate side believe that we should make it easier, particularly for our innovators and small inventors, to be able to protect their patents. And Congress worked on this in the past and set up a system, but the system really works against the smaller startup inventors. And we have so many of those in the Research Triangle. Senator Tillis, a Republican on the Senate, is in favor of these changes, and so am I. And so it makes it more certain, if you're going to get sued over a patent, what the standard is for that, makes it so that multiple lawsuits can't be filed against a small inventor, and just makes the whole process clearer and quicker.
Right now, so much attention in Congress is being paid to some of these proposed changes in Medicaid, and there seem to be a lot of divisions, not just between Democrats and Republicans, but on the other side, between Republicans themselves.
Well, that's right, because so many Republican lawmakers know that Medicaid is an enormous part of their state budget and the health care for so many of their constituents. Remember, more than half of people in nursing homes are there on Medicaid. People with disabilities use Medicaid. And then, of course, it supports new mothers and their children and most low-income children. And so legislators from poorer states, rural areas, that all are Republican, know that their people will suffer if we have Medicaid cuts. It's simply wrong to cut the health care for millions of Americans, to provide tax breaks to billionaires.
Is it of particular concern to you here in North Carolina? Because North Carolina was so late in actually doing the Medicaid expansion.
It is a tremendous concern in North Carolina. North Carolina took advantage of incentives to expand Medicaid, and more than 600,000 people signed up for Medicaid. And we are what's called a trigger state, which means if the federal match goes away, Medicaid goes away. And that would be devastating, not just for the health of our citizens, but for the rural hospitals that would close almost immediately if this vital source of revenue went away.
Now, this has, of course, been a key component of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill that the administration has talked about. Where do you see that going right now?
Well, it's stalled, and it's stalled over several important things. It's stalled over Medicaid. It's also stalled over the agriculture budget and food assistance. So the Big Beautiful Bill would stop school lunches, stop so many of the subsidies to our food banks that feed hungry people. It really is a big deal. And those committee meetings were canceled this week, the ones dealing with Medicaid and the ones dealing with food assistance. And then, of course, there's no firm agreement on what the tax package should look like. There's a lot of pushback from working families that know they will not benefit from the Big Beautiful Bill. Only billionaires and millionaires will benefit.
Finally, Congresswoman, the impact of DOGE. Give us your assessment of how that has impacted the country thus far.
I want to be clear. We can always do things better, and I've looked for ways to do things better in state government and federal government. But DOGE, literally, I mean, we saw Elon Musk with a chainsaw, took a chainsaw to federal government. And that meant when you cut people who work for federal government, you cut services for federal government. The places where I've heard by far the most complaints are from our veterans and from our seniors, because we've seen drastic cuts at the VA precisely at the time when our veterans are in need of the health care that they've earned. And we've seen horrible waits and delays at Social Security. And again, our seniors paid into Social Security. We should not be putting roadblocks up to their retirement security. DOGE didn't do its job the right way. And our seniors and our veterans are suffering.
And how concerned are you about the possible elimination of FEMA?
I'm tremendously concerned. And the FEMA administrator, who Trump first appointed, was concerned, and he got fired for telling the truth. North Carolina has experienced so many hurricanes, and of course, we're still recovering from Hurricane Helene. FEMA, of course, could do a better job in certain areas, but the most important thing about FEMA is that immediate emergency on-the-ground assistance. And we saw FEMA in the West all day, every day, helping to save lives, save property, get people at least stable after the storm. Now we need to implement things. And back to the DOGE question, you know, President Biden made sure that FEMA assistance would come to North Carolina. But it's been the Trump administration that will not release that money. That money that has already been appropriated by Congress to help our friends and neighbors in the West. That is completely wrong, and we need to make sure FEMA does its job.
Well, Congresswoman, thank you so much. We could go on for a long time, but we are out of time. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Of course. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's